Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to be discussing the upcoming full moon in the sidereal sign of Gemini, keeping in mind that here on Astrology Now, we use the Vedic sidereal system of astrology, which is different than the Western tropical system. If you're wanting to learn more about the differences between Western and Vedic astrology, you can go to my website, innerknowing.yoga, click on offerings and then media, I believe. And there will be a podcast embedded there. And on my website, I also have links available. So if you're interested in learning more about the houses, the signs, the nakshatras, the planets, they are all consolidated there for your use, as well as a free chart calculator. So I took some time contemplating what we would spend time talking about today. I know we are making our way towards the end of 2023 and the beginning of 2024. And so there's a lot that I want to do as an astrologer. I think that the new year is always a busy time for astrologers, or even really coaches, self-help people. You know, new year's like the time to start fresh. But I ultimately decided to go ahead and talk about this full moon. Next week, we will do a yearly wrap up. And then as we move into January, we will get into the 2024 predictions. And I think that this is a really appropriate place to start because this full moon has so much symbolism around resilience and faith and trust in ourselves. And so I think it can be really helpful to contemplate and review as we move into the new year. And if you've been following this podcast, I think I say this every year, New Year's is my favorite holiday. This is my favorite time of the year. I love getting an opportunity to review the year, look at aspects of my life that I could have done better, things I could have improved on, areas of celebration and excitement, wins of the year, and planning the trajectory for the year ahead. It's, again, one of my favorite times, and so I love getting to share on Astrology Now as well. So I am looking forward to that next segment, but we're not finished yet. We are still in the middle of December, and this is a busy time. If you listened to the predictions in 2023 that I did, I was mentioning that the end of the year was going to be intense and busy. There's a lot happening astrologically. And so we are definitely going to talk about that and talk about some of the bigger transits that we have this month and the energy that will move with us, you know, into 2024. So we do have this full moon coming up in, again, the sidereal sign of Gemini on December 26th. It will take place around 6:32 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in Vedic astrology, we want to consider the sign, which again, the full moon's taking place in Gemini. And we want to consider the nakshatra, the lunar mansion. And so if you are newer to the Vedic system, we have the 12 signs of the zodiac, and then we have the 27 nakshatras. And so Ardra is one of the nakshatras in Gemini, and it's the most intense nakshatra in Gemini. So in Gemini, we have Purnarvarsu, which is return of the light. We have Ardra, and of course, we also have Mrigashira. So it's actually in the opposite direction. Mrigashira is the first nakshatra in Gemini, and then it's Ardra, and then it's Purnarvarsu. And so Ardra is completely in the sign of Gemini, and again, it is known, it's notorious for its intensity. And so Ardra is ruled by the planet Rahu, and the deity for Ardra is Rudra, which is the howling god, the god of storms. And another symbol for Ardra is a teardrop, but it's also a drop of sweat, which is very important when I think of the overarching theme of Ardra, which again, we're going to talk about. But I wanted to bring this up because when we have new and full moons, we can usually experience the energy a few days before and a few days after. The signs that we're having the new and full moons in create the theme of the month, really. And if we look at December, we've had a lot of natural disasters. There's flooding happening around the United States and around the world. There are volcanoes erupting. There are earthquakes happening. There are different travel delays happening as well. And so we are seeing these intense natural disasters, which, again, the flooding and the water, that's part of Rahu and Pisces. I think that's going to be a theme for the 18 months. But I wanted to bring it up because Ardra specifically has this association to storms and natural disasters as well that we've been seeing. And we've also been seeing some of these other intense experiences too, with the assassination threat with Vivek Ramaswamy. We've been seeing a lot of intensity around lawsuits and different allegations being made, particularly in the political sphere. And, you know, that's quite intense. And that speaks to really Sagittarius season, because Sagittarius is all about the truth. It's all about moral and right and wrong and being held accountable. You know, the ninth sign of the zodiac is Sagittarius. It has this association to the ninth house. Ninth house is all about law and order, what is right, what is wrong. As we move through the sidereal Sagittarius season, it only makes sense that these truths are coming to light and that, you know, people are being held accountable. And regardless of our belief systems, regardless of our political stances, of what we personally view as right and wrong, there are these stances being made, including Colorado, you know, barring Trump from being on the ballot. That is a display of Sagittarius season, right? So definitely seeing it build up in the world around us definitely has been an interesting December so far. And so that's more of the global perspective. And again, what we've kind of been seeing in the world around us. And just to review, Mercury, of course, is still retrograde in Sagittarius. It will be retrograde until January 1st. And Mercury is currently a karma control planet. So as soon as K2 moved into the sign of Virgo in November, Mercury is now a karma control planet. Whatever it's doing is going to be even more palpable than usual. And so as Mercury is retrograde in Sagittarius, it's bringing all of this focus to justice, morals, belief systems, religion, spirituality, philosophy, and things coming back from the past to be reconciled. And so on a global level, if individuals have committed crimes, if they have done actions that are unethical, it could be a time where they come back up to the surface for them to grapple with. And for us on a personal level as well, it could be a time where maybe we're being asked to review our own way of being, our own philosophy, our own morals, how we engage with material reality. There could be something that pops up. It could be small, it could be bigger. And I think it's important to remember that it is an opportunity to improve our behavior. So if anyone is giving any type of reflection or observation, maybe taking it into consideration, maybe taking it as an opportunity to reflect on our behavior and how we can improve and really live in alignment with our moral beliefs. And if there's anything that we've been wanting to apologize for or make up for, I know for me, there are always things that I can improve on, things that I can take ownership of. It could be an opportunity to do that on our own volition as well. So That is a little bit of the review with Mercury retrograde. Some of that may sound familiar to a lot of you. Let's go ahead and talk about this full moon specifically in Gemini. So when we're having a full moon, the moon and sun are opposing one another. That's what creates the full moon effect, right? So in order to have a full moon in Gemini, the sun has to be in Sagittarius. And so that's going to be important when we talk about some of the qualities of this full moon. And so again, I just want to reiterate that when we have a full moon in Ardra, it can create intensity. It can create intensity in the world around us, in our personal lives. There can be natural disasters or storms, and there can also be stormy emotion, right? Stormy feelings. There can be emotional intensity. And this can also be helpful if there are actions that we're needing to take in our lives, if there are tougher conversations we're needing to have, if there are boundaries that we're really struggling to uphold or keep up with, the nakshatra of Ardra can really empower us to do so, right? Empower us to have that strength and have that fortitude. But of course, we want to be mindful to not come off as overly aggressive or overly combative or violent or anything of that nature. And coming back to this idea of Ardra having the symbol of a teardrop, but also being interpreted as a drop of sweat. Something about the nakshatra of Ardra is that it does come with challenges, right? If an individual has this in their birth chart, Ardra can create some intense experiences in life. And through those experiences and those hardships and challenges, they also gain perseverance, personal strength, a lot of fortitude, a lot of ability to continue on despite conflict or despite setbacks or delays. So though it can come with challenges, it also can create this immense inner strength, depending on the birth chart, but this is what the star can represent. And so as I was sitting and contemplating this full moon in Ardra, I was thinking about resiliency and what creates resiliency. And I think that so much inner fortitude comes with faith in our own higher power. If we are connected to God, source, universe, faith in the path of our life, faith in ourself, trust in ourself to make good decisions, right? I think that when we have this deep sense of connection to ourself and this trust of ourself in our own action, we can relax so much more in the world because it doesn't so much matter, right? It doesn't matter as much what happens externally. It doesn't matter so much if we make a mistake or if we fail or if there is something blocking us or delaying us. If we trust ourselves moment to make the right decisions, to handle situations with wisdom. But in order to do that, we actually have to make ourselves a safe place. We have to make decisions that protect ourselves. We have to make decisions that are wise for ourselves, and we have to make decisions that support the overall mission of our life. And I think that that takes a lot of practice, because as we move through life, a lot of us are conditioned by fear, fear of abandonment, fear of not being loved, fear of not being approved of, fear of our own inner criticism, you know? And I was actually having a conversation recently with somebody about how if we're making decisions out of fear, or if we're making decisions out of anger or sadness, if we're making decisions because we're trying to gain the approval, if we're making decisions for the approval of somebody else or for the happiness of somebody else, or maybe not necessarily the happiness of somebody else, but maybe the approval of somebody else. We're not operating from a place of clarity, and we're not operating from a place that is aligned with our higher being, the part of ourself that is connected to source energy, connected to universe, connected to Dharma. We're getting hijacked by something that isn't even ours. Because when we are fearful of something, if again, let's just like use fear of abandonment, that's something that was taught to us through early experiences. People pleasing was taught to us through early experiences. Making decisions out of anger, making decisions out of fear, whatever it may be, it's something that we cultivated throughout our life. It's not really who we are at our core. And so when we're making decisions out of faith and out of alignment and out of trust and out of this true desire to serve, rather it be serve ourselves or serve a loved one or serve the greater community, that's when it's that aligned flow state, right? And so I thought it was interesting that we have this full moon, and the only way to have the full moon in Gemini is to also have the Sagittarius energy, which is all about that faith and belief and trust. And so as we move into 2024, it could be a reminder for everybody, including myself, to come back to that trust and faith. And when we're making decisions, to hone in on that first and to ask ourselves, is this a decision that's coming from my heart? Is this a decision that's coming from alignment with the universe, alignment with source? Or am I trying to make a decision out of fear, a knee-jerk response? Am I being controlled by wounds and negative patterns? And this is a full moon, and a full moon is an opportunity to release and let go. And this is our final full moon of 2023. So for everyone, regardless of the theme or the topic, whatever it may be, whatever accumulated in 2023, whatever you are ready to release and shed and wipe your hands of so that you can move freely into 2024, this is an amazing opportunity to reflect on that, to have your own, you know, releasing ceremony around it. So keeping that in mind as well. So what else is happening in the night sky? I want to spend some time talking about Venus, but very briefly, Jupiter is going to direct on December 30th. So I'm going to skip around a little bit, but I'm going to spend less time talking about this. So Jupiter is directing on December 30th at 11 degrees of Aries. And so if you have any planets at 11 degrees of Aries, this could be a very auspicious, fortunate time for you. So whatever planet it is at 11 degrees, whichever house it's in, there could be more abundance and prosperity and fortune related to that planet and to that house. Even if you have planets at 11 degrees of Libra, or any of the cardinal signs. So Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, but particularly Aries, particularly Libra. So between December 24th until January 18th, so December 24th to January 18th, Venus is going to be in the sign of Scorpio. So Venus has been in the sign of Libra, which I've spoken about. I love Venus in Libra. Venus is in its Mula Trikone sign in Libra. We're going to have a shift of energy when Venus enters Scorpio. So Scorpio is a Mars-ruled sign. When Venus moves into Scorpio, there is definitely a lot of passion, a lot of heat, a lot of vigor. And Venus, of course, is the planet of harmony. It has to do with upholding democracy. It is also, of course, love, romance, intimacy. So while Venus is in Scorpio, it's definitely important to be mindful of any tendency to be manipulative, controlling, or jealous in love and relationships. It could pop up in yourself. It could also pop up in the people around us. It's definitely a time to be extra mindful and to kind of steer away from those types of feelings, those types of ways of being. And it's a good time to bring transformation in love, to get curious. You know, Scorpio is about getting to the depths of things, about diving in deep, understanding inner workings, understanding the source. So it's a great time to ask more questions, to approach from a place of curiosity and trying to really understand individuals, regardless of how intimate it is. It could be friends, family, partners, lovers, children, our relationships. And so if someone is creating a reaction in us or is creating, you know, deep feelings, is it possible, instead of reacting or trying to change them or trying to control them, is it possible to stop ourselves and try to understand more of where the behavior is coming from? What's the individual feeling? What are they thinking? Trying not to assign meaning to things without first understanding. And this is something where I have gotten trapped a lot / still practice a lot, is I assign meaning. If someone says something and I take it the wrong way, I am assigning meaning to the specific word without first investigating what the individual intended to say. And so I've tried to make it an active practice. Using my boyfriend for an example, if he says something to me and it creates a certain emotional response, instead of reacting to that emotional response, asking him, hey, what was your intention by saying that? What did you mean? What were you trying to elicit? And it's, you know, it's an amazing practice. And so much of the time, the meaning that we are assigning is not necessarily how the person intended it to sound. So Scorpio season is an excellent time to practice that for sure. I know I will be. And Venus in Scorpio is a very mystical time. You know, Scorpio is all about mysticism, magic, astrology, tarot, kundalini, yoga. If you've been wanting to go to kundalini classes, if you've been wanting to get a tarot reading or an astrology reading, dive deeper into the occult, Venus brings that, you know, sense of fulfillment, and it brings like a love of it, you know? So if you're wanting to dive deep into the occult and learn more, this is a fantastic time for it. It's also a good time for things like Tantra and bringing mysticism and spirituality into relationship. Of course, taking that with a lot of reverence and finding teachers or instructors that can properly lead us through those types of practices. Another note I took was cord cutting. Having Venus in Scorpio is also a powerful time, especially with this full moon. If you are wanting to do any type of energetic release, any type of energetic cord cutting, could be a great time. Going to an energy worker or an energy healer could also be quite supported in this period. Something that I was talking about on Instagram, and this is just kind of a side note, is online dating. And I did a poll on Instagram talking about online dating and if people have had success with it, how they feel about it. And a lot of people, you know, and I asked because a lot of the people who I know, not a lot of people, I would say a couple of my friends have met their life partners on dating apps. And I think that that's absolutely amazing. I think there's absolutely a place for dating apps. And I think that dating apps kind of have this, they have like a very Rahu energy, and then they also kind of have like a Scorpionic energy in a way. There's like a lot of cycles, right? Things come and go pretty quickly. We can swipe around, we can go on dates, connect with someone, move on the next week, go on a different date. You know, it's quite transformative in that way. And again, I'm just feeling inspired to share this. Maybe it's going to connect with someone somewhere. Is that online dating creates the illusion that there are a lot of options. It creates the illusion that there's a lot of different companionship out there. There are a lot of people to connect with. There are a lot of people who are potentials. But when we're looking at the grand scheme of things karmically, dating apps don't change the number of people that we have deep karmic entanglement with. When we come into this incarnation, there's a set amount of people who we have really deep karmic connection with that we're intended to work things out with, mend things with. experience life with. And so I think it's important to approach dating apps in that way. If we meet someone who's special and interesting, I think it's important to pay attention to those people and also not treat those types of connections like they're disposable or that, you know, we can just pass it up and find another one. And I'm not saying anyone listening to this podcast does act that way, but again, this is just an idea and a thought that I wanted to share. And so really holding that with reverence and also remembering that the people that we're connecting with are spirit souls. Doesn't matter if they're religious or spiritual or interested in astrology, mysticism. They're spirit souls that we do have the potential of creating karma with. So as we're engaging with these people, really handling it with delicacy, not using it as an opportunity to create more karma and more entanglement. So taking that for what it is, from someone who's spent time on dating apps. I've absolutely been on dating apps, definitely have gone on dates from dating apps. So I've definitely been there as well. But Venus is going to have some excitement this month. So Venus will be in the sign of Scorpio. It will be with Mercury retrograde from December 28th until January 1st. So from December 28th until January 1st, there may be things coming back from the past to reconcile in love. There could even be information that comes up. There could, you know, some, if you're in a relationship or even with close connections, there might be something coming back from the past that we need to reconcile and work with. It could also be an opportunity to enhance communication and understanding. Mars is going to be Gandanta from December 21st until January 2nd. So Mars is moving from the sign of Scorpio into Sagittarius. Gandanta is that zone between a water sign and a fire sign. And so Mars being Gandanta can absolutely increase intensity, heat, violence, explosive behavior, irrational behavior, erratic behavior. Again, in our personal life, in the world around, this is definitely a time to be mindful of global affairs, because I do think that there can be more extreme behavior. And I do think Gandanta, those zones can create natural disasters and storms. And so this is yet another sign that we do need to operate with care. And before Mars moves into Sagittarius, it will be with Venus in Scorpio. So Mars and Venus will be together for a short period of time between December 24th and December 27th. So mark those days on your calendar. You may feel particularly passionate, excitable. There could absolutely be more inspiration. It could be inspiration around creativity, innovation. It could also be passion and excitement in your love life. So a few days there, and again, Mars will officially move into the sign of Sagittarius between the 27th and the 28th. And then right as Mars moves into Sagittarius, Mercury retrogrades back into Scorpio. So then Venus will be with Mercury from December, or a retrograding Mercury between December 28th and January 1st. So definitely the end of December can invoke a lot of energy around the love life. So just kind of keeping that in the back of your mind. Not the best time to make any big decisions. Not the best time to make any decisions from that place of big emotion, right? Trying to stay grounded in our rational thinking. Mars will be in the sign of Sagittarius again from December 27th, December 28th until February 5th. And just kind of to reiterate the Mars and Sagittarius energy, I do think that this emphasis on charges, on legalities, people being held responsible for action, I think it's going to become a little bit bigger of a thing. I think it's going to become something that is more prominent in the news. And people, again, you know, Sagittarius, when people are acting extreme or radical dogmatic with religion and spirituality, that is a Sagittarian trait. So we do need to continue to be mindful of individuals acting in an extreme way globally. And even in our personal lives, I think it's an important opportunity to remember not to be too dogmatic, not to be too judgmental. And the quote that I've said on this podcast more times than I can count, one of my favorite quotes from the Vedas, is that the truth is one but goes by many names. It can also be translated as the truth is one, but the wise speak of it as many. And there are many rivers to the same ocean. There are many paths that lead to the same universal energy, the same spirit, the same God. And it doesn't have to be one way. It doesn't have to look like one way. And we can use that as it's intended to be used, which is talking about spirit, universe. And it can also just be in way of life. There are many ways to do life. There are many ways to experience this material reality, and all of us are on our own individual path, and all of us are meant to experience it differently. And so it's not about trying to control how someone else is doing it or how they believe, but coming back to that faith of our own path, our own life, our own action, and spending our energy honing in on that and how we can create the world that we're wanting to live in. So that is what I have for this full moon podcast. I hope you all enjoy the upcoming full moon and take advantage of the final full moon of 2023. I will see you all next week as we do a yearly wrap up. I'm really looking forward to that. Again, my website is innerknowing.yoga. My Instagram is astrologynow_podcast, and I do weekly horoscopes talking about how all these transits will influence the 12 zodiac signs at patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. See you all next week.